Hey, Diggs, welcome to Dentists in the Know, your backstage pass to current trends, politics, and education in the dental world. We are dentistry's source for honest, relevant information, and with that in mind, this is JB's News on the Go with Dentists in the Know. So introducing to you with all your relevant information, Dr. Jennifer Bell.
Well, I should have saved this first story for our guest coming on in a couple weeks that's a dental vet, but or a veterinarian who does dental work, but it wouldn't be timely. And after all, the dental news here at Dentists in the Know is nothing but timely and very informative. So there was an African elephant who recently received some pretty major dental surgery. He is the former elephant of Michael Jackson. He used to live at the Neverland Ranch. He was gifted to the Jacksonville Zoo when he became too large to live at the Neverland Ranch. But recently, one of his tusks became infected for the third time. So the efforts to save this elephant are pretty mind-boggling. Obviously, he's a very large animal coming in at around 11,000 pounds. So there were over 30 veterinarians and technicians that were working on the elephant at one time between anesthesiology and the dental surgery. They tried to save the tusk, but ultimately it had to be removed. I am a little concerned about his re-entry back into the animal kingdom. How do the other elephants feel now that he only has one tusk? Is this going to be psychologically a very difficult transition? I feel like the story doesn't end here, but at least for Dentists in the Know, for this news article, it does. Another interesting story that came out of the wonderful citizens of the U.S. of A. A gentleman attempted to sue CVS for selling a product to help dry mouth that did not effectively cure his salivary gland disease problem. The judge has dismissed the case in full. The laundry list of things that he has cited against CVS for false advertising and misleading the consumer fell pretty flat when they highlighted many of the statements on the box that stated not approved by the FDA to cure or solve any major known diseases and also not intended for salivary gland dysfunction. Anyway, he didn't get the relief he needed and he didn't win that particular case. An Iowa dental student did a pretty interesting thing last week. So we know about, yes, we've been talking all about the Masters, but there was another pretty big sporting event just within the last few days. We had the Final Four and March Madness was going on crazy. Iowa's Caitlin Clark kind of struck a nerve with the entire country as many were watching Iowa move on to the final game. A dental student out of Iowa at the University of Iowa's Dental School decided to make, well, he has a slight fascination in Rubik's Cubes. So he decided to make a piece of art using 720 different Rubik's Cubes. I'm going to post the image because it's pretty spectacular. It's an image of Caitlin Clark of all the 720 Rubik's Cubes solved to the appropriate coloring that he wanted for the particular piece of art, highlighting her major rise to popularity and greatness within the Women's Basketball League at Iowa. So I'll have to post that, but kudos to that dental student. And certainly Mr. Brian Yang Dang, future Dr. Dang. That's a pretty impressive piece of artwork you've got there.
I like his name, Dr. Dang.
Dr. Dang is a pretty awesome name.
Yeah, Dang.
And last but not least, you may remember back in 2019, the American Dental Association filed a class action lawsuit against Delta Dental. As it goes in the legal world, we are still thick in it on where this case will go. But a group of dentists is now asking the judge to go ahead and certify the full case as class action lawsuit to include all dentists that have submitted claims to Delta Dental for reimbursement between the years of 2015 and 2022. This would allow it to become a formal class action lawsuit for all dentists in the U.S. who have any type of relationship with Delta Dental. as they dig a little bit deeper on issues regarding reimbursement rates, monopoly accusations. One of the interesting things they had highlighted in the original class action lawsuit was that, you know, Delta Dental won't allow, nor will any insurance company allow, you know, Jeff, you and I to talk about our fee structures and all of those types of things. But Delta Dental sort of leverages all of its different marketing efforts throughout each individual state, claiming that they're all individual companies, even though they all sort of operate back to the major one. The antitrust piece of that, where you and I are not allowed to collaborate to talk about fees, is in direct conflict with the kind of monopoly system that they sort of have set up.
Right.
Although they have it slightly shielded under the fact that they have these operating as individual entities. So we'll see where that goes. I think there are many, 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 many dentists sitting out there hoping that this gets some legs and that maybe we can finally get a little bit of justice for the providers out there doing the hard work every day on behalf of Delta Dental. And with that, that's the news.
And that wraps up another podcast for Dentists in the Know. On behalf of Dr. Jennifer Bell, Dr. Chad DePlantis, and myself, remember that we've got a great profession, so let's make it a great day, Dinks.